So many questions come up about PARP inhibitors, not just in prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, and of course, breast and ovarian cancer. But one of the things that you always hear about, particularly in BRCA mutation carriers, is the issue that you mentioned before, platinums. So, platinums are a big issue in ovary. They're sort of a big issue in breast and in pancreas, but I don't know exactly where platinums fit in terms of prostate.
Right. So we know for quite a long time now that about, say, 20% of men will respond on platinums when they have prostate cancer, and including patients at very advanced stages when you have really exhausted all what you have. So this is quite well known. So I guess experts have been, in the last 2 decades, have been using platinums, at least in some patients, in their practice, based on this evidence. We also have a randomized trial which was testing satraplatin, which was an oral agent. Actually, radiographic progression-free survival was clearly improved, but not overall survival for whatever reasons. So there is something ongoing, and it could actually well be that patients with BRCA mutated cancers are the one who benefit. We need more data, and hopefully we will have prospective data, which we don't have at the moment, but it could well be the case. If so, you're right, the question will raise, should we use a platinum or should we use a PARP inhibitor? I mean, with one, of course, you'll have a cheaper price. With the other one, you'll have an oral agent, so it can go back and forth. And most importantly is the question of whether we will be able to circumvent resistance to the first agent, whatever that is, platinum or PARP inhibitor, with a second one. At the moment, we don't know.
You know what happens when we say to a general medical oncologist, you have a patient with a BRCA germline mutation who has metastatic breast cancer, how would you treat them? You know that one of the most common answers they give is platinum followed by PARP maintenance, except there's no data in breast. They're taking that from ovary because it makes sense to them. And, really it is a compelling thought, but in prostate, you have no data, correct?
That's right. We are actually discussing about testing it and doing it. But you're right. Right now, we have no data.